Big Pharma does not have a solution to removing the pain. They just mask the pain. I'm an osteopathic physician for over 20 years. Osteopathic in and of itself is a philosophy of treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit.
Welcome to another groundbreaking episode of the I Am Pain Free podcast, where we dive deep into the world of natural healing and pain management. I'm your host, Rob Renee. Today, we're going to be embarking on an extraordinary journey with a very special guest, Dr. Chris Lucchese. He's incredible. Dr. Chris isn't just any doctor. With over two decades as an osteopathic physician, he's a pioneer in blending the art of holistic healing with the precision of surgery. Imagine having a doctor who looks at you and sees not just symptoms to be treated, but a whole person to be healed. That's Dr. Chris for you. Today, we're going to be tearing down the walls of conventional medicine, exploring a world where your body's innate healing power is unlocked. Dr. Chris will share his insights on why pain is a liar, how Big Pharma solutions might just be a Band-Aid, right? And the transformative power of treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. He is really a special person. But that's not all. Dr. Chris has a passion for senior care, bringing dignity and holistic care to the golden years of life, from acute trauma to chronic pain, and the serene yet complex journey of hospice care. He's here to share stories, insights, and hope. So if you're ready to be inspired to learn about the power within you to heal and to see pain management in a whole new light, then you're in the right place. This episode is not just a conversation. It's a revelation that could change the way you think about health, healing, and living pain-free. Buckle up. Let's dive into this enlightening conversation with Dr. Chris Lucchese. Trust me, you don't want to miss a minute of this. Let's get started. Hey, welcome back. This is Rob from the I Am Pain Free podcast, and this is an amazing day. We have a doctor with us, Dr. Chris Lucchese, and Dr. Chris is an amazing man, and I'm excited for you to learn more about him and not only his background, because his background is literally amazing, but one of the things I want you to focus on is just what he's doing, how he's helping people moving forward. So he knows a lot about pain, and I'm excited. So Dr. Chris, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate this time to share on pain and how we can all become pain-free.
Yeah, it's important, right? And your background is, when you and I met and you were explaining to me your background, I was like, holy smokes, this guy is literally amazing. So for him to be sitting here talking to me is a real pleasure. And so, Dr. Chris, why don't you explain a little bit, how your background, how you got here?
Okay. Well, I'm an osteopathic physician for over 20 years. Osteopathic in and of itself is a philosophy of treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, compared to allopathic medicine. I have trained special training in general and trauma surgery and minimally invasive surgery for over, 17 years. I practiced general and trauma surgery where I treated patients from surgical diseases to traumatic issues, mostly on the acute pain side, that would bring the patient into my office from the general surgery aspect. They would basically have something that would cause them pain, that would bring them to the office, and then it would be up to me to diagnose what was causing the pain and then take care of it. From the trauma standpoint, obviously we don't have a choice in that.
Yeah.
Just incidents.
Get hit by a truck like me, you get hit by a truck, right?
That's right. And then you have a lot of pain from a lot of different sources.
I
retired from general surgery and trauma surgery and went into wound care, providing bedside care to the patient's wounds, and then chronic care in the patient's home. And then ultimately hospice care.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I went literally from acute, treating the patient with acute pain,
right,
to treating a patient with chronic pain.
Right, and that's what's so cool, because a lot of people don't understand it's totally different, right? Like a lot of what we talk about on this show has, so to date, and most of my research and stuff has been on chronic pain, just because that's that's a big problem out there. And acute is acute. It's like you can't, it just happens when it happens, and or there's something and you need to get it fixed,
right?
And the way you treat them are differently. So it's really fun to me to talk to you, because you have experience with both. And
yes.
So, it's awesome to understand that.
Yeah. And having that, it gives me a lot of experience with treating different types of pain, and because pain is different for everybody. But as far as acute pain, it's also special to note that not only having an osteopathic background, but I'm also board certified in holistic medicine. So holistic medicine adds a whole nother layer of how to treat the patient and what you use to treat the patient.
Right.
So we, as a holistic physician, we're trained to use all the tools in the toolbox.
That's so cool. Good. Because we talk about big pharma on this this podcast, and one of the things that is really tragic in today's medical field is how it's a pill for an ill lot of cases, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have the training that you have that talks about the holistic body, right? And how to treat people holistically rather than just a pill for an ill.
Right.
So I love that about you, and it's a pleasure to be talking to an official, medical doctor and surgeon who's been also trained holistically,
right,
which is really cool.
Yeah, when you talk about big pharma, I mean, obviously pain medication are useful for acute pain, especially after post-surgical pain, where it's temporary, and to get you over the hump so that you can really do what you need to do: get up, move around, deep breathe, and things like that. Big pharma does not have a solution to removing the pain; they just mask the pain so that you can get up and do what you need to do.
Yeah, that's right.
So it has its role, but it's very limited. It's a very limited role.
And I wish it was more limited, right?
I mean,
that's the bad thing, is it's just so easy for people to get the prescription medications and or drugs, and that's the whole opioid epidemic, right? Was caused by just doctors not either caring, and or they're just too busy, right? And they just get a prescription and let people do it. But then it's the pill mills came about, where it was a huge business for them to distribute as many opioids as they could, because they were making millions of dollars, right?
Right, and so, it's very unfortunate, because they really are not benefiting the patient by just taking a pain pill.
Right, they were just lining their pocket.
Yeah,
right?
Big pharma.
Yeah.
And really it's just the easy way out to treat the patient and send them on their way. But obviously it's temporary. The pain comes back after the pain medication wears off, and you're still left with the cause of the pain.
Right.
Fortunately, being a surgeon, I was able to remove the organ that was causing the pain, or the tumor that was causing the pain, and treat pain that way, from that aspect.
Right.
But when you're talking about chronic pain, it's a little bit more of a complex issue.
Yeah.
So you really have to delve into what's causing the pain, why it's there, what type of pain it is. There's a sharp pain, there's a dull pain, there is an achy pain, there's a constant pain, there's a pain that comes and goes, there's a pain that occurs when you're moving or not moving or doing a certain thing or when you're eating a certain thing. So it can be complex when treating a patient with chronic pain.
Right. Well, I mean, it's interesting to understand how prevalent pain is to our society, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not just the seniors that have a pain issue. It's a lot of people. It's like when I was doing the research, it was literally almost 50% of the people in our country have some type of pain problem. So a lot of it is chronic. And then you get into the seniors, and the numbers go up a lot more than half, right?
Right.
Get up into the 60-70 percentile range of people who are in pain. And that's pain, obviously, like you mentioned, is general. So there's so many different iterations of it. So to try to find out how to help people, you know, what do you typically, you know, what are your first steps when you, you know, talk to a patient?
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. Well, you know, pain is different for everybody.
Right.
So you first need to talk with the patient and see where this pain came from, when it started, you know, and get all the details of what the pain is like for them. You know, and then pain is one thing, but the perception of pain is a whole nother level.
Yeah.
People can, you can have two people, actually you can have five people with the same type of pain, but they can perceive it all differently.
Yeah, your mind is so powerful.
Yeah, right? It's the emotional aspect of how they perceive the pain and what they do with that.
Right.
That makes a difference.
And what was the name of the type of practice that was like mind, body, spirit? But what do you call that again? The osteopathic?
Osteopathic philosophy is treating the whole body.
Yeah, which is so cool because a lot of times, you know, people aren't dealing with the spirit and or the mind, right, related to it. And I think that's such an important thing, especially with pain. Because, like you said, pain can be perceived. The way I perceived the pain was totally different than maybe the way you perceive pain. Right. And you can even in you know, your mind can make your body be painful. You know?
Yeah, you can go through an experience and it can trigger something from your past of a painful experience, and then it can add on to the pain that you're experiencing.
Right, right, right.
So it can be very complex and get into the...
And on the reverse of that is true too, right? Where if you are in pain, you can literally train your body in your mind to overcome pain without anything other than your mind,
yes.
Right? In some cases.
Right, mind, really mind cool. Over matter.
Yeah, yeah, it's really true. Which
the
is
the mind and is very powerful. And that's a tool to use to combat pain.
Right.
Mind body medicine is very true and very real, and that's where biofeedback comes in. That's where meditation comes in. That's where prayer comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different techniques that you can do to help your mind be stronger to combat the body's pain.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so then when you start, I interrupted you. I apologize for that.
So. Yeah. So where was I? So you evaluate all aspects of you know, the person who's having the pain,
mm-hmm.
why they're having it, and I mean, you can really spend a lot to get down to the nitty gritty to help them, depending on the complexity of the pain and how long it's been there.
Right.
But from that, you kind of can evaluate, you know, what to do for the patient from there.
Got it.
You know. And really, it all comes down to we're all energy beings. We all function on a certain frequency, and frequencies vary depending on your state of mind and your state of attitude and your state of well-being.
Right.
And different tools in the toolbox can help change that frequency, which can then in turn help with your pain and your perception of the pain.
Right.
So, from evaluating the patient. Then we can go into our toolbox and say, okay, what can help them now? What can help can be immediate? What can be intermediary?
Right.
And then what can be long term?
Right.
As far as a treatment program.
The thing I like about that is you're trying to help them with the end goal, right, of being pain free, rather than just the symptom, right?
Exactly.
And people are so busy nowadays, and doctors and physicians, it's like, hey, here's your pill for your ill, and then you know they go away,
right? Right? That's really
and they're on to the next patient.
That's the easy way out, and really it's a shame that we've gotten to that point because. It is too easy just to write a prescription and say, okay, see you next week.
Right.
You know?
Right. And you get to your next patient, right?
Right.
And that's the problem. They're just so busy, right? There's so many, it's almost overwhelming for them. So it's like I love doctors and I love nurses and I love our country. It's just, I think, you know, we've put ourselves in a box, right? With the whole.
Yeah. Well, it really stems from, I mean, we really need to rework the whole program all the way from medical school on up because, you know, doctors don't get paid for spending a long time with a patient.
Right.
You know, if they change the charges and the billing codes and things like that, where doctors would get paid for spending more time with them,
right.
Then doctors would then spend more time
That's
with
true.
Them.
That's true.
So it is.
It's a lot about just the money, right?
It is. Yeah. It's a whole... it's a very complex situation.
It is. And I don't want to make it easy because it's not easy. No. But it is something that we need to figure out a way to change. And or we just need more people like you who are interested in helping people holistically, right? And getting the source of their pain done. One of the things that we didn't dive into, but I would love you to talk more about, is just your senior care, right? So you spend a lot of time helping people like with the wound care, and now you're doing some really awesome things for seniors. So I'd love you to just dive into that a little bit, because it's really neat what you are doing and how you're helping people.
Yeah, that's a very special population and close to my heart. And, you know, hospice care, chronic care, treating patients with chronic problems in their home, and then end-of-life care through hospice services is very unique. And unfortunately, we're tied to what we can use,
right,
with that population and what Medicare pays for. I like to make it a little different individually. If I had more control over my patients, if they were under my care specifically,
right,
I'd be able to offer them a little bit more than what, you know, Medicare can offer them.
Right.
But we are, in the hospice world, we are tied to a lot of anti-anxiety medicines, benzodiazepines, narcotics, things like things.
Because Medicare will pay for it, right?
Because Medicare will pay for
it. Yeah, that's just, there's so many things that they won't pay for that you could.
That I'd love to introduce, I'd love to prescribe for them, but they don't have the money to pay for it, and it's not free.
Right.
So they're it's a fine line.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There are things that don't cost anything that can help them.
True.
With chronic pain,
yeah,
such as music therapy.
Yeah, music therapy is awesome.
Essential oils are very inexpensive. You know, just praying with the patient, spending time with the patient, just to, just comforting the patient,
that's
holding
right.
their hand.
That's right.
I mean, these very simple things that are free and don't really take much time that really can help.
Yeah, and there's exercise, right? There's lots of different things. That's what the book I've written is literally to help people with the body, and the body can be your mind, right? It can be how you can improve it and how you can overcome things. But then you can also start with, like you said, the nutrition, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things you can do just by eating correctly.
Food is medicine,
food
the body
medicine.
Can respond to the
sound
type of nutrition.
Sound is medicine, like you mentioned.
Sound is medicine.
Yeah, there's frequency, you know, based solutions, right, that we've talked about. And,
yeah,
and you know, our quantum energy, you know, pain relief product is just all works via frequencies, right?
Right. So all those things, the music, the essential oils, the movement, the prayer, they all allow the body to change its frequency.
Yeah, love it.
So as the frequency changes, the pain runs on a certain frequency.
Yeah.
So if you can overcome that with the body's certain frequency, it can offset each other,
right,
and can dissipate the frequency that the pain is riding on.
Right. Because in your mind, when you block that signal or change that signal, your mind all of a sudden doesn't recognize that it's in pain, right? And your
right.
body can start dealing with it
right.
in a better fashion.
And that's why I love your product. The patches, their frequency is in the patch.
Right.
So when they put the patch on, the body starts absorbing that certain frequency, and allows that frequency to overtake the negative frequency that the pain is running
producing.
On, or the bacteria is running on, or the negative thoughts that's
yeah.
running on.
Yeah.
I mean, any, you know, bacteria and viruses run on a certain frequency. So does negative thoughts.
Right.
So if you can change that frequency through a patch, which is really easy and expensive to just put on, then that's a win for me.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's a win for the patient.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. So other things that I love about what you're doing, just to help people, you know, from a financial perspective, right, with your transition, you know, services. So I think that's really neat, because a lot of people, you know, most of us don't plan for when we are older, and when we need to go from, you know, a home to a hospice, and then, you know, the family has to all of a sudden go, uh-oh, you know, my mom or my dad need to go into a facility. What happens? What do we do now?
Yeah.
And you have a whole program to help people.
Yeah, so I do have a senior transition service business
That's
a company
so cool.
that helps a person and their family transition from being in home and being cared for in the home to being cared for in a community that has better services to care for them around the clock and provide the needs that they need
on
a daily basis. And it does, I mean, if you can plan, that is the best approach, you know, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right.
And if the family knows the desires of their loved one in advance, then they can make that transition period go so much smoother.
I love it. Love it. And I believe you even have a book, right, to help people with that process.
I have two books.
Yeah, very good.
Showing, so, just answering questions about what long-term care is all about, the things that you should ask when you're in that position, things to watch out for, and then another book on how to pay for long-term care.
Oh, awesome. So both of those, you know, anybody with elderly parents would want both of those books, right?
It's a little nugget of gold that really can help answer a lot of questions, remove a lot of anxiety in that period.
Because a lot of us, you know, we may, in fact, when you look at the research of people who have money for retirement, right, it's very small percent, but then you think about the number of people who are actually planning for senior care is even smaller than that,
right?
So I think there's a lot of us, including myself, who should really look into that of how can I start planning for my parents and or, you know, my spouse's parents and help them through that transition period. So
right, because it's not cheap,
right?
And insurance doesn't pay for it. So, you know, if you want a better future, you want to especially, I mean, I consider, you know, the transition from being able to care for yourself in the home to, you know, to the day that God calls you home is the most important transition. How do you want to spend that? Because that is the best chapter, I feel. It could be the best chapter of your life. And who doesn't want to plan for that to be the best?
Yeah, that makes total sense. So how do people get in touch with you and or how do they find your books? What's the best way to do that?
So, well, my general email is cflucchese@gmail.com, cflucchese@gmail.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I have a website on senior transition care services called reliableseniortransitionservices.com.
Okay.
You can get a free copy of digital books online if you go to that website. I have mobileaesthetic.com, which is my health and wellness website.
Oh, awesome.
And I have a transitional healthcare website as well, but, you know.
Well, I'll put them all on the show notes.
Yeah.
So people below this episode, you'll be able to see all of the links that he's doing. As you can see, he's very busy. He's got lots of different businesses that he's doing and helping, but the heart is what is amazing, right? To the heart of him to get the training he did when he was a practicing surgeon, and then look at a person's entire body, you know, the mind, body, and spirit, and then even going into holistic medicine, right? I think it's just, you're a unique gem, right? There's not a lot of people like you.
Being a surgeon and being a holistic physician together is very unique. But I believe that God prepares you for your future, and I'm just trying to use all I've been given to do all I can.
Right.
And right now, I think the senior living industry is a big population, and it's an important population. It's a lost population.
Yes.
And there's a lot we can do for them.
I love it. Well, God bless you. Yeah. So it's so awesome to spend time with you, and just I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. All right. God bless everybody. Signing off from the I Am Pain Free podcast.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution, right? But here's the pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than most paid programs out there, right? And getting access is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, just simply open up your text messaging app and send a text to pain free, or just send pain free to 41 pain free. Again, right, get your messenger out, type in pain free and send it to 417-246-3733. Again, it's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no problem. Just visit impainfree.com and you can access the private podcast series instantly there at no cost. And again, this isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the Triple B Blueprint for a Pain-Free Existence. It's a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and resource vault. I'll aim at guiding you to living a pain-free life naturally and faithfully. It's a rare and value-packed resource that I'm thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just text pain-free to 417-246-3733 or visit iampainfree.com to unlock that exclusive content. Join us for a journey to a pain-free life, natural and faithfully, all completely free, just for you. God bless.